Here's the editor of Lenswork Publishing, Brooks Jensen.
I've told the story before of a photographer who was doing a lecture. I was in the audience listening, and he was bragging, actually, that he was still doing the same photographs in his 60s that he had done in his 20s. That is to say, using the same materials, the same processes, the same basic vision. And he was making that as a positive statement because he thought it showed that he was committed to a traditional way of doing photography. And I understood his point. It was an interesting point, but it kind of missed the idea that we grow and change and mature and hopefully experiment and try some new things. Doesn't mean we don't continue to make photographs in traditional methods by any means, but to make a positive statement that you've not changed in 40 years doesn't seem to me to indicate any artistic growth, and therefore maybe not something that someone should brag about. But that's just me. And this comes to mind because I had an interesting revelation when I was driving back from Acadia. I've just spent 10 days there photographing. Terrific. The fall was nice. Lovely place to photograph. If you've never been to Acadia up in Maine, boy, it's great. But I was thinking about what I had photographed and some of the experiences I had up there, and I had an interesting thought that I wanted to share here. In recent years, at least for my own work, I've come more and more to realize the difference between what I'll call photographic art and a quite different thing that I'll call art that uses photographs. In my youth, the only thing I did was make photographs in matboard for the wall because that's what we all did. And that was the primary method of getting your original work out there in the world and seen. And the only other alternative was reproductions that showed up in posters and books. Either way, whether it was original art or posters or books, essentially the task of a photographer was to make a really interesting, significant, beautiful, memorable image. Most of the time, for most of us, that meant an original print, and if you were lucky, maybe a book or a poster or something else. But here's what got me thinking when I was driving back from Maine, is that rarely now do I find that a processed and printed image is the end of the process. Like I say, at least for my work. More frequently, that's just the beginning phases of a piece of artwork that combines photography with ideas or other materials or maybe text or maybe there's layout and design issues. Certainly, probably, a title and or a caption. And what got me thinking about this was that at one point after we'd been there in Maine for several days, we decided that we wanted to see what each other was working on. And so everybody was madly doing the little preliminary processing in their laptops, and we had a little, essentially, slideshow to show what we'd been photographing, and most of it was presented as though it were probably images that would be a final presentation after maybe a little more detailed fussing and finessing in the processing. But it was all about the image. Here's a beautiful picture, here's another beautiful picture, here's another beautiful picture, or here's a scene with spectacular light and wonderful color, and etc. Until it came time for me to show what I'd been doing, and it felt really odd to show images because I knew that they were not even close to what I would end up with if I used those images in a piece of artwork that uses photographs as one of the components. So it was like showing the vocabulary that you're going to use in a short story without the plot or without the story or without complete sentences. For me to show those images was a way to share what I'd been seeing, but not a way to share anything that might be finished, that might be even at some point down the road finished. Because of this idea that when I'm out photographing, all I'm doing is gathering assets. I'm not making photographs that are eventually going to be beautiful prints in a mat board, in a frame on the wall. I rarely do that now. I still do it some, but most of the time, my photographs end up in something else. They end up in a PDF, they end up in a chapbook, they end up in a folio, they end up in a video, or this new thing that I'm working on called Field Notes, that's a physical print with a handwritten bit of text that goes with it. So gathering assets is more like looking at notes that I'm making that I might use at some point down the road in some form of project that ends up being art that uses photographs instead of photographic art. So I'm thinking about this as I'm driving. And I realize that rarely now do people respond to my images. I just don't get the comment from people that I used to get in my youth where people say, what a beautiful picture, or oh, what a fantastic sunset, or whatever the case may be, whatever the subject is. That's not how they respond. That almost the entire response that I get to my images these days are somehow related to the content that's in my images, not the images itself. I can't remember the last time somebody looked at one of my chapbooks, for example, and talked about one of the images. Instead, they go through the entire chapbook, they look at all the images, they read the text, and then we end up talking about what the topic is. That is to say, they respond to my content. Their thoughts are thoughts about my thoughts, not about the images that comprise one component that goes into my thoughts. This is hard to explain, but I hope I'm getting the point across. And maybe here's a quick example. It'll be easier to explain with an example than try to describe it generically. But I'm doing this new project titled Field Notes. And I think I've talked about this a couple of weeks ago. Basically, it's a project that came about because I inherited a whole bunch, like 500 or 600 sheets of 4-inch by 6-inch paper. And I thought, what can I do with this? And I decided to create a series of, think of them as individual cards printed one at a time on 4x6 paper, where I put typically a square picture, and underneath then on the 4x6 paper, there's room for me to write a small amount of text, which is usually a thought or a feeling, rarely a title, at least at this point. It's usually more akin to an observation, sometimes verging on the poetical, although I'm trying not to do haikus and things like that. But here's an example of one. From last year, a year ago when I was in Acadia, I took a picture of fallen leaves, all these colorful fallen leaves. We all have that picture, right? Everybody's probably got a picture of beautiful fall leaves lying on the ground. And I wrote underneath that picture, when a leaf falls, it's a tragedy. When all the leaves fall, it's a lesson. So that's a thought that goes together with the picture of the fall leaves. The picture is one thing, the text is another thing, and theoretically, when you combine image and text, the whole is greater than the sum of the parts. That's what I hope. And since I started doing these field notes a while back, and I've showed up to a number of people, I've noticed with consistency, no one talks about the picture. I don't get any comments about, oh, what a lovely pile of leaves that are lying on the ground here. What they all want to talk about is the idea behind the text, when the leaf falls, it's a tragedy. When all the leaves fall, it's a lesson. And I think what's happening is the combination of the image and the text are getting people to think about an issue or an idea or an emotion or a mood the way I'm hoping that they respond to the field note. And the discussion that follows ends up being a discussion about the concepts, not the components. Every once in a while, someone will say, "Where did you photograph this?" Every once in a while, someone will ask, "Is this a font or are you handwriting on each of these?" And I'm handwriting, so that can occasionally become a point of conversation. But most of the time, it's about the concept. So the response that people have is what I'm going to characterize as beyond photography. And maybe you can extrapolate what I'm trying to get at here with that example about the difference between photographic art, which is a picture, which is intended to portray an emotion or a mood or a scene or a sense of beauty or whatever, but how that's quite a different thing than art that uses photographs, whose purpose is not to just look at the photographs, but to engage beyond the photography into the concept and the content that I'm trying to express with the combination of image and text, or image and title, or image and caption, or in the case of field notes, image and handwritten observation. So looking back on the last 30 years of the photography I've been doing, it's all been about folios and chapbooks and PDFs and website presentations and occasionally a blurb book or the Dreams of Japan book that I did or the Made of Steel book that I did. They're all about something beyond photography that uses photography to make a point and to express a mood and a feeling and an idea, and hopefully that the connection then between the viewer and me is not a connection that is about photographs or about images, but rather about the ideas that the photographs and the images and the text promote through the combination thereof. The image that occurred to me as I was driving back is, imagine that you were given a book of Shakespeare or, you know, some famous author like that, Dickens or somebody. And what if your response was to that book, "My goodness, look at this beautiful typography"? See, that's not really what you're supposed to notice. Even though the book designers put a lot of effort into the typography and the layout and the font size and the leading and typeface and all of that stuff that makes a book, that's not what you're supposed to see, what you're supposed to notice, what's supposed to impress you. It's the story. It's the unfolding of the characters. It's the response to various situations that are all communicated with the typography and the page design and everything else. But there is, hopefully you can see, a difference between looking at a book and appreciating it for the design of the book and the layout and typography and etc., and the content that the book contains. Well, that's what I'm trying to get at in photography. That maybe it's the stuff beyond the image that is the important thing, just like the story is beyond the typography of the book, and it's the story that's the important thing. Maybe in photography, or at least I could say in my photography, it's the content beyond the image that contains what I'm hoping to get across with the artwork that I'm making that uses photographs. I don't know if this will make sense, but to me then, the photographic images are data points. They're specifics. Assets, as I've called them elsewhere, that can be used to develop a project, but the project is the content, the concept of the project, the thing I'm trying to get people to look at and focus on and feel and experience. That's what is the content of the artwork that uses photography to make an expression. So, in some regards, I guess I would say that images are to the project what paragraphs are to a short story. You can't have a short story without paragraphs. Well, I suppose you could, but it'd be really goofy. And by the same token, you can't have a photographic project that doesn't have images in it. But the images are just one of the elements that creates what we're trying to make with our artwork. The same way that individual paragraphs each build the story and communicate their little part of the story in sequence, but the story is more important than the paragraphs, just as the story is more important than the typeface that's used in the book that presents the short story. When I look at your photographs, for example, I doubt that what you want me to say is, what a beautiful use of F8. Or you probably don't want me to say, man, you've really mastered Photoshop. I suspect that what you want me to say when I look at your photographs is, this moves me. This is an important image. I'm really impressed. This touches me emotionally, intellectually, spiritually, somehow. Somehow I connect with the photograph in a way that has added something meaningful to my life, maybe even to the point where I want to own the photograph and buy it from you or trade it with you or whatever. It's that feeling of connection that we're really trying to create. And sometimes we can do that in a photograph in Matboard on the wall, and that's all that's needed. But I've found that more and more in my photographic life, particularly in the last 30 years, that it requires more than a photograph sometimes to say what I want to say. And that's where image and text or image and layout come into play, and why all these other media become so important that allow me to do something more than just a nice photograph that, when it's necessary, which, like I say, it always isn't, but when it's necessary, I can do a quite different thing, which is art that uses photographs. So as I'm thinking about this while I was driving back from Acadia, I do what I often try to do with these kinds of ideas, is see if I can apply them to other art media and see if they hold up and if it's valid. Does it make any sense to think of art that uses stone to make a sculpture? Sure. What about art that uses paint to make a painting? Yes. Or art that uses paintings to make a church? Yes, that makes sense. Art that uses melodies to make songs or symphonies? Yes, it does make sense. So a photograph is a wonderful thing that can stand all by itself because it's that powerful. But it can also be a contributing agent to something that is bigger than just the photograph, and in which the photograph is a contributing part, but not the entirety. I guess I've felt this way and produced work this way for a long time, but it just never became clear in my mind until I was showing those photographs that I made last week to the a group of fellow photographers that were there, and realizing the inadequacy of those photographs, which I knew I was going to use in a project, but without having the project to show, the photographs felt a little, well, emasculated or not complete somehow, that what I would have preferred to have shown if I'd taken the time to do it was to show some kind of a finished project. But I didn't have the time to finish a project because I do that back at home, back in the studio, sometimes weeks, months, years later, after I've had a chance for the project to marinate and simmer for a while until I can complete it with the right words and the right sequence of images and the right selection of images and etc. And the more I thought about this, the more it also made sense to me that when I was out photographing with the other photographers, on several occasions during the week, what made the most sense for me was to not get the camera out and make more captures, but rather to think, to sit, to feel, to try to absorb, to clarify what it was that I was feeling and wanting to communicate, to sort out what was significant in the chaos of nature that we were seeing so that I could then know what to point my camera at. So I spent probably as much time just being in Acadia and trying to absorb Acadia as best I could. That was a non-photographic activity for me, but an incredibly important one, because ideas occurred and I made notes that might develop into something in the subsequent weeks and months now that I'm back and I can really think about these things more carefully. I planted seeds when I was in the field about what might become a project. And now I have the hard work part of art making, which is to organize all of that, flesh it out, discard images that aren't contributing, editing, sequencing, all that hard work of making something that's a finished project, that's still in front of me. And some of that hard work is not only the project-oriented stuff, but even processing the images. Some of them are going to need considerable care and finesse to get them to be just exactly right. But when all of that comes together, hopefully what I'll have is a project that makes a stronger and more powerful connection because of the context of the project, rather than just another picture that I've made. It's not that photography has become less important. It's that photography now exists in the context of the finished projects, and it's the context and the connection of the components that becomes the real challenge in my art making. I guess the way I tend to think of it now, and this was not a conscious thought until just this last week, is that my photographs are a component of something that's bigger than the photographs. That's what I mean by art that uses photographs.
Copyright 2024, Lenswork Publishing.